Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're diving into an incredible biblical story of miraculous resurrection and God's enduring power. Get ready to explore a tale that will challenge your understanding of life, death, and the extraordinary ways in which God works through his people. Today's Bible verses are from 2 Kings chapter 13, verses 20 to 21. And so Elisha died and was buried. At that time of year, bands of Moabites used to raid the land. Once some people were burying a man, when suddenly they saw such a raiding band. So they cast the man into the grave of Elisha, and everyone went off. But when the man came in contact with the bones of Elisha, he came back to life and got to his feet. That's 2 Kings chapter 13, verses 20 to 21.
The great prophet Elisha had just passed away and was laid to rest. But his death wasn't the end of his incredible legacy. During this time, the land was plagued by frequent raids from Moabite bands. These raids created an atmosphere of fear and uncertainty among the people. It was in this tense environment that something truly extraordinary was about to happen. Picture this: a group of people, hurriedly trying to bury a man, when suddenly they spot one of these dreaded Moabite raiding parties approaching. Little did they know that their hasty decision in that moment would set the stage for an astonishing miracle that would leave everyone in awe. Now let's dive into the heart of this extraordinary tale. Picture this: a group of people are in the midst of burying a man when suddenly they spot a band of Moabite raiders approaching. In a moment of panic, they make a split-second decision. They quickly toss the body into the nearest available grave, which just happens to be that of the prophet Elisha. But what happens next is truly astounding. As soon as the man's body touches Elisha's bones, something miraculous occurs. The dead man springs back to life. Can you imagine the shock and awe of those who witnessed this event? In an instant, death was reversed and life was restored. This wasn't just a close call or a case of mistaken death. This was a genuine biblical resurrection. What makes this story even more remarkable is its uniqueness. This is the only instance in the entire Bible where we see a resurrection occur through contact with the bones of a deceased prophet. It's a testament to God's limitless power, showing that his ability to bring life from death extends beyond the grave and can work through the most unexpected means. Now let's take a moment to reflect on Elisha's extraordinary life and the countless miracles he performed as God's messenger. Throughout his journey, Elisha's works were a testament to God's immense power and boundless mercy. Think about the incredible feats he accomplished. He healed the contaminated waters of Jericho, bringing life-giving sustenance to a thirsty land. He multiplied a widow's oil, providing for her needs in a time of desperation. Elisha even brought a young boy back from the dead, demonstrating God's authority over life itself. But that's not all. Remember how he purified a pot of deadly stew, saving people from certain harm? And who can forget the time he fed 100 people with just a small amount of grain? These miracles weren't just impressive acts, they were vivid illustrations of God's love and care for his people. Elisha's life was a continuous display of divine intervention, each miracle a brushstroke in the masterpiece of God's grace. Through Elisha, God showed his power to heal, provide, protect, and sustain. Even in death, Elisha's legacy of miracles continued, proving that God's power transcends the boundaries of life and death. Now let's dive deeper into the message behind these miraculous events. God wasn't just showing off his power for the sake of it. These supernatural occurrences were his way of communicating with us, revealing important truths about his nature and his relationship with humanity. Through these miracles, God was demonstrating his almighty power. He was showing that he's not bound by the laws of nature or the limitations of our physical world. He can bring life where there's death, create abundance from scarcity, and heal what seems beyond repair. But it's not just about power. These miracles also reveal God's boundless mercy. He doesn't perform these acts out of obligation, but out of love and compassion for his people. He sees our struggles, our fears, our desperation, and he responds with grace. Moreover, these miracles paint a picture of God as our Savior. He's not a distant deity, uninterested in our affairs. Instead, he's actively involved in our lives, ready to bring hope in our darkest moments and life in our deadest situations. Think about it. A man comes back to life just by touching the bones of God's prophet. What a powerful metaphor for how God can breathe new life into the most hopeless situations in our lives. It's a reminder that with God, it's never too late for a miracle, never too late for a fresh start. Elisha's life was a remarkable testament to God's grace and power. From the moment he was called to serve as a prophet, his very existence became a living demonstration of the Almighty's love. Throughout his ministry, Elisha performed countless miracles that showcased God's compassion and might. Whether it was healing the sick, multiplying food for the hungry, or even raising the dead, each act pointed directly to the Creator's incredible grace. But what's truly astounding is that even after his death, Elisha continued to be a vessel for God's power. The posthumous miracle of a man being resurrected upon touching Elisha's bones serves as a powerful reminder that God's grace extends beyond our earthly limitations. It shows us that the impact of a life devoted to God can ripple through time, touching lives long after we're gone. Elisha's entire existence, from his first encounter with Elijah to the miracle at his grave, consistently directed people's attention to the unfathomable love and power of God. He was, in essence, a walking, breathing, and even in death, a testament to the endless grace of our Creator.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you in awe of your limitless power and boundless mercy as revealed through the life and legacy of your servant Elisha. Just as you brought life from death through his bones, we trust that you can breathe new life into our situations, no matter how hopeless they may seem. Help us to see your hand at work in our lives, even in the midst of struggle and uncertainty. Strengthen our faith, that we may trust in your ability to bring restoration and healing. May we be reminded daily of your grace, knowing that you are always present, working miracles in ways we cannot always understand. Thank you for your unfailing love, and may our lives reflect your glory in all we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for sharing this time together. May God's blessings surround you, and may his peace fill your heart as you go forward. Stay encouraged, keep the faith, and may you always feel the warmth of his presence guiding you. Until next time, take care and be blessed.